Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Harris. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from York and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Newsom, and towards Gantenbein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming. Miles reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming, who is chasing the ball. Gantenbein reaches third base with a triple. Miles scores. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantenbein scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Etten, and towards Gantenbien, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantenbien hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Ross covering. Safe. McCuskey moves to third. Walker moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to home to get McCuskey. Walker moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Walker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 2 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 2 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by York for a passed ball. Nagel moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nagel moves to third. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean strikes out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Buck Ross. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nagel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing shortstop. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gentenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentenbian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gentenbian hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-3 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gentenbian fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. York drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chapman out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nagel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-3 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.